Okay, really pleased with how today went. Had a chance to meet with the players, kind of evaluate the game tape. What I told the players was we're in search of the truth, always trying to find out the truth. And when you get a chance to look at tape, there's challenging times in film rooms and meeting rooms. And, you know, the players will have their perspective, coaches, and come together and find out a lot of answers. But I think what was even more impressive was how we attacked today. Really had a good work day. We shortened practice a little bit, kind of told him the schedule, how it was going to play out this week. But good situational football that we worked on today. And it was just a really good day.
Will you wear pads tomorrow?
Yes.
You're short some corners today. Is that part of the reason why you cut back at all?
No. This was already predetermined, I think, with this week, looking at it. And, you know, with the Wednesday and Thursday with Tampa, kind of setting up the whole week, it was already planned.
What have you learned about Prince since he's been here?
Well, I would say this with Prince. We had a pretty good idea in OTAs, but not the full picture. And then when he started out in training camp, I thought he started off just a little bit slow, just kind of, you know, understanding the defense. But the last, well, now it's about 7 or 8 practices, he's really showed up. He's done really good up and had another good day today. So he's been impressive. I think with him, as you see, that he is a pro, and you can tell that just by consistent play. Every day he shows up and is doing some good things. So I think he feels more comfortable in the scheme and what we're asking him, and you're seeing consistent play.
How do you do against the Jets and the
Rams? They didn't really get challenged as much. I thought our corners overall, for the most part, did a good job staying on top. It's one of our base principles. And, you know, we had some underneath things we got to work on, but in the perimeter is pretty good.
Michael Bennett played a lot of snaps the other night. How did he grade out?
He did pretty good. You know, he had that one sack. You know, so some of the things that we saw in practice and one-on-one showed up. So, again, his challenge is this consistency. But he continues to play pretty well in there.
Guys, are you concerned about Sheldon at all at the back?
I mean, well, you know, I think for this time that he's out, you know, that part, but not from our doctors. You know, they think he's making really good progress. So, you know, the way they're communicating with me, it feels like pretty soon, you know, we'll get him back on the field.
For a while with Allen Robinson, but is it a point where if he's one-on-one, he's open?
Well, I mean, if you ask the receivers, they would always say that, you know. But I think that you build trust with the quarterback, and I think Blake knows that, you know, that you know, it's important to give him a chance. He's proven that when given a chance, he can make plays. So I think it's just more of a trust level in that consistency part with A-Rob.
You had Bernadou working at first-team left guard the whole offseason. Now he's third-team, sometimes second-team. Where has he fallen off, and where does he need
well,
to
Well, we're seeing him, you know, the flexibility of playing. He's played some center today. He got some center reps, too. So, you know, it's the more that you can do, and but not at the expense of really locking in and seeing him compete at certain spots. So we're trying to build that flexibility with him, see how he handles it, and, you know, we keep challenging those guys in the offensive line. I think with the situation we're in, guys see there's opportunities. So I think as coaches, we're sitting back and just kind of watching to see who steps up.
Is that so in his case, is maybe the depth chart not a sign of where he is on the team?
Well, you know, I think there's going to be some sort. You know, sometimes coaches will say it's more of an organizational chart. But yet, A-Rob's our number one receiver on it, you know, in that case, so the consistency. So I think there's some truth to the depth chart where it's at right now. But it's, you know, this is still training camp, and it's highly competitive, and we can move people around in a short notice.
In order to maximize the practices with Tampa, have you talked to any of your veterans who have gone through a similar situation with other clubs?
Many guys that have, but I've talked to multiple coaches about it. Dirk and I have had extended conversations about it, really how to make it clean and make it, you know, really a good couple days. I think that's what we're all hopes for. You know, when you're going against another team, we know sometimes the competition part of it rises and things can get heated up. So, and we're hoping that's a really good 2 days that we work well together and get a lot accomplished.
What did you learn about Chris Reed the last week or so?
Chris Reed has done good. He's done a nice job, even in the game. You know, I think there's times where maybe, you know, his technique got away from him, and then that showed up some areas of weakness or, you know, some things that maybe he gave up some plays. But overall, very, very pleased. Really impressive on the second level. You know, in some of our zone schemes. You know, you're looking at guys, and, you know, really the offensive line, I thought they did a nice job being physical and staying on their feet and working up the second level, and he was one of those.
A fairly large jump from where he was last year. How much more do you feel like he can progress throughout the preseason?
Well, he was a guy in training camp. We're trying to figure out who is he? You know, is he a guy that really is going to end up being a backup center? Or now we played him at guard and we're saying, hey, you know what? It was actually pretty good that he got as many reps at guard because we found out some things about him. So I think the trust and the confidence level in him is growing.
You use Koyak as a fullback and also on the WAN block. Is he making good progress that way?
He did. He did a nice job on the goal line, you know, the one that Chris scored on. So, you know, we're trying to find out who is that guy that can give us that fullback position out of the Ys.
Chris, I know you've talked a lot about Beecham, but is there a time in your mind where you need to see him?
Well, yeah, we'd all like to speed this up, you know, and I just trust our training staff and, you know, I'm talking to Milo, hey, Gus, he's making progress every day and it's even happening faster than we anticipated. So, again, you know, getting that information, I'm sitting here going, okay, it's going to happen soon then, you know. So, you know, I think if it was talked to me any other way, like, hey, this could be extended times, there'd be more concern.